said Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about Sergeant York from World War One and the movie Sergeant York, and Gary Cooper winning the Academy Award. Actually, probably an excellent recruiting tool for World War Two. But Pastor Chatfield, we did have Pearl Harbor. So do you think that movie was the precursor? And then when Pearl Harbor hit, it was like my dad was a senior at Lapeer High School that year. Him and all the other senior boys went to the principal and said, we want to graduate early. We want to enlist. And they held their graduation, and I believe it was the first week of January. And all my dad and his classmates graduated early and enlisted in the United States Army. But there was, I think, a different tone heading into World War II compared to the way World War I, we had been in that war. We were reluctantly dragged into it, but Pearl Harbor changed that thinking, I think, here in the United States.
True enough. That's true enough. I'd tell the story that when 9/11 happened, my oldest son was a senior in high school, and he says, I want to join right now. I want to go join. You got to graduate. And he went to a semester or two of college and then joined in 2002 the Marines because he wanted. Yes, things that happen like this change things. I didn't see this coming. First of all, nobody saw the death of Charlie Kirk coming.
No.
I mean, obviously nobody saw this coming. And you asked a question about the memorial service on Sunday, and and you said that President Trump's going to give him some sort of a reward. Award. What's he giving him? Do you know?
The highest Medal of Honor that a private citizen, I forget the actual title. What's it called when it's for private citizens, not military?
Presidential Medal of Freedom? Is that what that's called?
That's it. That's it right there. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Which is good. Does he deserve it? I think so. However, I can guarantee you right now, Charlie Kirk doesn't care about that.
No.
In the end, and the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. The only judgment that a Christian, in the end, is looking for is the well done, thou good and faithful servant comment that we're looking for from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
Now, that said, yeah, I think that's fitting. And but there's a movement here that is happening that we did not see. I certainly didn't see it 1 week ago or after he was killed last Wednesday. I didn't see this gigantic movement. Now, I will tell you this. There's a lot of people, including myself, we're always praying for revival. Is this the catalyst that causes this to happen? Maybe. Let me give you an illustration from the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 14. The Philistines had garrisons in the land of Israel. And Jonathan, the son of Saul, was still king. And he says, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, just one man said to his armor bearer, there's no restraint of the Lord to say by many or by few. Let's go up to this garrison. Let's show ourselves. And if they say, hey, we're going to come down to you or come up, we're going to go up there, and that means God's going to deliver this garrison into our hands. And they start slaying Philistines, and next thing you know, there's a the movement grows, and there's a gigantic victory for Israel, for Samuel 14 against the Philistine, started by one man, Jonathan, and then one guy that followed him, his armor bearer. One person can make a difference. The story of Alvin York, Sergeant York, was simply this. They had a job to do. They got up there, and he basically single-handedly, with six other men who had survived his unit, captured 132 Germans who were on machine guns, and he picked them off one at a time, so much so that the commander of the German forces there thought that they must have really been outnumbered. They weren't. One person can really make a huge difference.
Well, one of the things that I was just, again, I don't, did you see that Friday night, September 12th message at 8:15 was on Jesse Waters, Fox News carried it, of what Erica Kirk had to say? Did you ever see
that? My wife watched that. I did not watch that. My wife watched it and told me it was very moving. Yes.
Well, they did a meme, a picture of Charlie Kirk behind Erica, and Erica, with a very stern face, said in that speech, "You have no idea the fire that has been ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die." Erica Kirk. And
I can guarantee, let me say this. Right now, in heaven, Charlie Kirk wouldn't say it's the movement that I built. He would say it's the movement that God built using me to help him. You follow what I'm saying?
As his vessel.
Yes. When we're on this earth, we all want credit. You want credit. I want credit. We're so, and I don't blame Erica Kirk for saying that, but I'm simply saying this. The only movements that really last are movements of God, and we are merely vessels. And I guarantee you that Charlie Kirk believes that. And it's plenty for him. Now, I think it's all fitting and good that we have this big memorial. And we, I've thought, how can, and here's another point. The door is now open for us. As you know, you've heard me say, we started this thing, Fill America with the Gospel. Every Christian should be spreading the gospel. Every Christian. Not just in crowds, but as individuals. What do I mean by that? And I'm all for all these vigils for Charlie Kirk. I'm for it. I didn't go to one. But I'm for it. I'm 100% for it. We're going to go to Lansing. We're going to light a candle. And then we're going to go home and watch the Tigers. Well, I mean, that's fine. It's good. But if there's going to be a revival in this country, and this is my message from last Sunday morning for those that listened. Hey, individual. You've got to spread the gospel. If you're going to take inspiration from Charlie Kirk, it's good and fine to show up at a vigil. But that it's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he preached it. And I've since he died, I've listened to more Charlie Kirk than before he died.
Yes.
I knew who he was, and I listened to it, but I've seen all his clips about giving the gospel out. He told us the way it was. Heard him give his testimony how he was saved. He says, "I was at Heritage Christian School as a fifth grader. It was a strict school. I have no doubt it was somewhat similar to Northern Michigan Christian Academy. And they told me that I had broken the law, and that I was on my way to hell and judgment. And I feared God, and I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. I believe that he died for me, was buried, and he rose again from the dead." And, boy, that's the gospel. He preached the gospel. Now, he was also politically active, which there's no contradiction here.
Sure.
I tell my preacher friends, you can be preaching the gospel and still stand up against the government, the leftist desire to confiscate our guns, which is not right, and the leftist desire to say that men and women are the same, which is not right, and the leftist desire to take our property from us, and to create this socialist state, that's not right. I believe the Bible teaches against that. So I can preach the gospel and at the same time be active politically. I have been for many years now.
Sure.
The focus, though, is the gospel. We can do both. And I was, Charlie Kirk did both. And he was used of God. By the way, not everything he believed is exactly what I believed. Which is okay. Who says that Rusty Chatfield's right about everything? But I mean, there was a few theological differences that were not major, but they were sort of were there, which is okay. I won't even speak of them unless you want me to. But that is still the case. I mean, yep. But so what? So what?
Well, one of the things I think, of course, time will tell. You know, how long does it take to write history? How long does it take before the inevitable fact, the well-known true fact, it's declared that this is a movement and it has grown and it is getting bigger. How long does that process take for history to write itself?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. The door is open.
Know what? You're not allowed to say that anymore on my show.
Yes,
you say that all the time.
Because I don't know.
Only God knows. I know only God knows. But what do you think, man?
Okay. I think yours truly, we've been trying to start this Fill America to get Christians everywhere. It's been a big deal in our church. And sure. Even among independent Baptists, somewhat of a big deal, a couple hundred churches. Let's all of us be spreaders of the gospel, carry gospel tracts, pass them out at every opportunity. You know, on Labor Day, when we were at the bridge, boy, we had a very positive response from just about everybody. We passed out 10,000 bottles of water with a gospel tract rubber banded around each one. Things like that happening everywhere. Acts chapter 7, Stephen was the first martyr. Acts chapter 8, verse 4, the Bible says, "Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Charlie Kirk was a Christian martyr. There's no question in my mind about that. So what does that mean to you, listener? That means, okay, yeah, I'm going to carry on with Charlie Kirk. This doesn't mean you have to go to college campuses and have a ministry exactly like his. But it does mean every one of us should be an outspoken witness for Christ, try to give gospel literature, carry tracts, open our mouths for the Lord. That much is true. That's got to happen, and there's got to be more leadership. Charlie Kirk was a visionary leader. I mean, here he was. How old was when he started this thing? Like 20 or 18, something?
18 years old.
He decided
not to go to college. He didn't want to be indoctrinated by woke professors and said God has led him, told him that he needed to start an organization to counter it. And him and a buddy came up with Turning Point USA. And
what they were going to be
visionary.
What a visionary.
Are you kidding? Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chad Phillips. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Sir, final thoughts here before we wrap this one up?
One person can make a big difference. Alvin York, Sergeant York, captured 132 German soldiers during World War I. Phenomenal courage, made a difference, and his courage inspired others. Charlie Kirk, he made a big difference, and maybe a bigger difference upon his death than during his life. Now, that remains to be seen. I hate to tell you, I don't know. There has to be more people step up, and not just lead, but some just say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow. Not just form a have a rally. You and I have been to so many different rallies. We go to rallies all the time, and that which is good, and keep going. Keep starting them. That's great. But as individuals, let's go out, spread the gospel, stand up, speak truth, speak the truth in love. That's true. Be kind, but be brave, be courageous. And
well, you know, another assassination, because I was thinking about this too, that had major impact here in the United States and changed literally civil rights and the way we treat black people was the death of Martin Luther King.
Yes, we said that last week. Yes,
I have a dream.
The assassination of Kirk and the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And some civil rights leaders would crucify for me saying it, but they're similar. They are similar.
They're similar.
Because even people that were not into civil rights movements and all the demonstrations in the 60s, when he was shot like that, this is not right. I'm just the average American said, this is not right.
Exactly.
This is not right.
And that's what the average American said about Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Even people who didn't even know who he was.
Right.
I may have said it last week, but it's worth repeating. Antrim County building. Vicky is the clerk. She has five staffers in her office. Next door is the treasurer. Next door to that is land equalization. Next to that's the registered deeds. Next to that is veteran services. Next to that's the building department. Upstairs is the county commissioner's office, the county administrator, the HR person, and the IT people. When I texted her that Charlie Kirk had been shot, and then later, a couple hours later, texted her before she left at 5 o'clock that he died, she was upset. Vicky was just beside herself. And she started talking to the staff and the other people in the building. Nobody in that building even knew who Charlie Kirk was. Yesterday, she kind of surveyed everybody at the county commissioners meeting. You know who Charlie Kirk is now? Oh, yeah. That whole building, 29 employees, did not know who he was on Wednesday, September 10th. Yesterday, September 18th, they did.
Right. And there you go. That's true. And again, it reminds me of Samson.
Yes.
Who, upon his death, slew more Philistines than in his life. We shall see. Hey, yeah. Let's step up. Everybody make an individual decision saying, I'm going to step up here. I'm no more silent here. Doesn't mean that we're not mean. We don't hate anybody. No way.
Did you see the hashtag that's trending on Twitter X accounts?
No.
I am Charlie Kirk. Hashtag I am Charlie Kirk is going viral. They've got videos. Oh, man. Young black people saying, I am Charlie Kirk. It's amazing, I think, what's happening. You talking about the revival that we've been calling for and praying for and talking about. I'm thinking it's happening, Pastor Jeffield.
I hope you're right. By the way, if it is, indeed, don't expect the other side to lay down. Our enemy, everybody, is we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our enemy really is the devil, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Don't expect the other side to lie down. In my view, some of them are so hyper crazy that even the average person is saying, what? How can you call this? He was shot by a MAGA guy. Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? Do you think that type of lie is going to fly now? I don't think it's going to work, but you kind of expect more ridiculous lies like that to proliferate.
Did you see the conservative TV stations that demanded of Disney to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel for what he said?
Right, yes.
Well, that's silencing First Amendment speech, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, guess what? Americans will not tolerate, after a situation like that, for anybody to come out and make those kind of statements. They blew up their phone lines. ABC affiliates in Kentucky, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, all across America said enough is enough. Get him off the radio or TV.
Let me make this comment. That's a business decision on their part, which is a good one. Now, I do not want the Attorney General of the United States to come out and say, we're going to start going after hate speech. I don't want that.
No, absolutely not.
That's government. That's a different issue. But when a business makes a decision like that, it's probably the right decision.
Yep.
A totally different issue. We're not silencing. It'd be like me working for Coca-Cola and promoting Pepsi-Cola. Coca said, well, you got freedom of speech, but not if you're going to work for Coke. You can't be promoting that. So,
amen, yes. Brother. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon. Pastor Jetfield, we carry church services. If you can't make it in person, listen here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without